More than 80 years after he was killed in combat in World War II, the remains of an Alliance native have been identified. The Defense POW/MIA accounting agency said Monday, Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Edward Pyle was counted for March 14th. He was a 1933 Alliance High School graduate. He was a gunner on a B-24J Liberator. In December 1943, the plane was shot down while on a bombing mission in Burma. Pyle and the rest of his crew were declared missing in action. Unidentified remains of eight people were recovered in 1947 and buried in Hawaii. They were exhumed in 2020. Pyle was identified using dental and anthropological analysis. He'll be buried in Augusta, Michigan at a later date. It's off to prison for two men convicted of operating illegal gambling businesses in Plain Township. Christos Karasiridis, Jr. of Jackson Township, sentenced Monday in Cleveland Federal Court to nearly 22 years behind bars. He must pay the IRS almost $5.5 million and forfeit multiple properties. Ronald DiPietro of Green was sentenced Monday to more than 9 years in prison and was ordered to pay $4.7 million. Charges stem from raids of three illegal gambling businesses in 2018. Canton firefighters pleaded not guilty to sex charges. 22-year-old Mason Molina of Barberton entered the plea June 4th in Summit County Court. He was indicted in April by the grand jury on two counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor or impaired person and one count of illegal use of a minor or impaired person in nudity-oriented material or performance. The alleged activity occurred in March. Bond was set at $5,000, a pretrial hearing scheduled for July 9th. $700 million could be allocated to projects across the state. Money from the General Assembly, part of a so-called one-time strategic community investment fund. The Hall of Fame Village stands to receive $9.7 million, while $7 million would go toward the Hall of Fame Modernization Project. The House version contains $300,000 for renovation of the primary runway and additional hangars at the Salem Air Park in Goshen. The Senate bill includes another $300,000 for the project. The largest amount, $46 million, goes to the Hamilton County Convention Center District Development. The Senate Finance Committee will hold hearings today and Wednesday. The West Point Fire Department in Columbiana County says it's the victim of what it called a complex scam. The Rural Volunteer Department says it became aware of fraud in its bank accounts May 24th, but offered no details. In a Facebook post, the department says it's working with local, state, and national law enforcement to attempt to recover funds and get answers. It also said it's taking measures to increase security, improve policies and procedures, and change aspects of operations to better protect itself in the future. The department serves Elk Run, Madison, and Wayne Townships. Residents of a second downtown Youngstown building will have to leave. Monday, Mayor Tito Brown said an engineering report described International Towers as structurally unsafe. The building at 25 Market Street sits directly southwest of the Realty building, which was heavily damaged by an explosion last month. Fire Chief Barry Finley notified management of the need to evacuate the building. First Ward Councilman Julius Oliver said evacuations will start in 1 to 3 days. Separate traffic accidents in Youngstown left one woman dead and another person hospitalized. A woman was severely injured when she was hit by a vehicle late Saturday. She was found on the street along South Avenue near Lucius Avenue. She died from her injuries Monday. Youngstown police say a green Kawasaki Ninja-style motorcycle could have been involved. Police say alcohol is a possible cause of a crash at about 1 a.m. Monday at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue and West Midlothian Boulevard. The car was found that had left the road and hit a tree about 100 yards away. The driver was hospitalized. A Youngstown man found guilty of charges stemming from a fatal shooting has his sentence reversed and remanded. 30-year-old Levante Knight was sentenced to 58 years to life on charges including aggravated murder in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in August 2021. The charges resulted from the December 2018 slaying of Travis Harris. The 7th Appellate District Court found errors in the case prevented Knight from receiving a fair trial. The defense requested the case be dismissed after Assistant Prosecutor Dawn Cantalamessa waited 2 years to turn over DNA evidence. She was removed from the case and later resigned from the prosecutor's office. A new trial will be scheduled. Warren police investigating a shooting that landed a man in the hospital Thursday night. Around 9:30, officers responded to St. Joseph Warren Hospital after a man showed up with a gunshot wound to the leg. Police say the man only told them he was playing a game of dice with friends when a gun went off. The injury was not life-threatening. Bail set at $5 million for a woman who fatally stabbed a 3-year-old boy and wounded his mother outside a supermarket. The ruling concluded an arraignment hearing for Bianca Ellis that took 3 attempts and nearly an hour to complete. Authorities say the 32-year-old was inside a grocery store in North Olmsted June 3rd when she saw Julian Wood and his mother, Margot, near the front and followed them into the parking lot. Police say Ellis ran at them with a knife, stabbing the boy twice before walking away. Authorities have not given a motivation for the attack, which they have called random.